You can't see it with this light on. Hope I can see. Yeah, I can see. Don't work too well with this light on. Gotta move it though, don't I? That's enough sermon right there if you sit and study that for a CR. That's enough sermon right there. Make you think. Just sit there and read, study that one. He has gone to that place to repair a place for you. That's a sermon in its own right there. Well, we come in a little late this morning because my wife had a fortunate accident last Monday. She tried to smack the concrete hard, and it came up and smacked her. She's been kind of sore and bruised up since, so we didn't make it full time today to sit here. If you want to follow me today on what I'm going to talk to you about, I'm not going to talk too awful long. I'm going to talk about my favorite chapter in the whole Bible, and it's in the military. One I read and studied, I could quote it word for word. The 23rd Psalm. I'm going to bring it apart to your everyday walk of life that you can use it. The strength that I think you can get from it, I get from it. I hope you get the same thing I do out of it. But that's why that note's on the board up there. He's going to go into heaven to see his Father to make a place for all of us. He's preparing the way. You know, life is a gift to us from God. Too many of us, especially younger people, I know I used to take it for granted. But after the military and you get older, you don't take it for granted anymore. Life's not something to take for granted. God gave it to us. We need to use it to the best of His ability, our ability for Him. 23rd Psalm. I want to go through a little bit of it. Try to express to you what I feel, what the feeling I get out of it. The first word that said, "The Lord is my shepherd." To me, that's a relationship with God. That's what each of us has with Him. He's our shepherd. That's a relationship we have to be with Him. Because He cares for each of us, cares for everything. You stop to read the scripture that even the sparrow falls and everything that falls, He knows, He cares. The thing that really gets me is when you have the scripture that says that He can count the hairs on your head. Do you ever try to count, to take your wife's head and try to count the hairs and just take 1 inch of it and try to count them? And God can count the every one you've got. That's how He cares for each of us. That's what that starting of that means to me. I shall not want. God supplies everything for us. I shall not want. He's able to supply everything. He gives us the ability and the way to do it. Supply it for ourselves. He helps us. He supplies everything. Everyday walk of life. Everything we've got comes through Him. So much of the time, man takes credit for what he's got. But if God hadn't given him the ability to produce it, they wouldn't have it. So think about that. He is supply. This is the one that I think I read that really meant the most to me in the military was, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." He gives us rest through Him. No matter how tough things get in this world, how hard they are, go walk in the woods or sit on your bed and talk to God a while, and things get a lot better. He will give you rest, no matter how tough things are in this everyday walk of life. He will give you strength to carry on. That's through Him. He leads me beside the still waters. He refreshes us. As a young man, I used to walk. We had a river about a mile behind our house in a pasture. I used to walk down there lots of times, just sit there and watch the water trickle down over the rocks so calmly. At the time, I didn't think about it. God was there controlling all that. But He does. He's refreshing. As you get older, you think about just talking to Him can refresh you. Makes a lot of troubles go away. Helps you with them. The end of this part of this chapter talks about He restoreth my soul. He is healing. He is one of the best healers there is in the world. Without Him, doctors would not be able to do what they do. He restoreth our soul because He heals us. He's trying to restore us now that we'll be worthy to be with Him at home in heaven to come to judgment day. That's why we have this time on earth to learn more of Him, make our ways right, educate ourselves that we're worthy of that home that He's going to prepare for us, that He has gone to prepare for us. He leads me in the path of righteousness. What better guide have we on earth? He's from His Father's heaven. But what better guide have we than to have Him to guide us and lead us? So many times a young person will trust somebody on this earth that lots of times mislead you and misguide you. Get you in trouble. But not Christ, not God. His guidance through His Word will never get you in trouble. Never. Some countries in this world don't like us for that thought, but I'm sorry, that's the way I feel, and I won't change my mind. And for His name's sake, that's a purpose. That's a purpose that we have. Be a child of His. That's for His name's sake. To continue to guide us and give us strength. He will refresh you in all things. That's His purpose. To guide us. For His name's sake. That's the purpose to continue with us, to help us. Shoulder to lean upon. Always. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He's testing you to see if you can withstand the trials of this earth to be worthy that home in heaven come a judgment day. One of those trials that we face on earth, that's what they are, a test. We don't like them. I don't like them. And you don't like them. But a lot of those things we face are tests to see if we will stay strong and true to Him till the judgment day. But you know, everything that befalls us, I've known in my life, every time I turn to Him and ask questions, that usually He gives the answer. And He'll guide you out of it. He'll not lead you into something that you cannot, with His help, get out of. He won't misguide you like man will. I will fear no evil. What better protection have we than to have Christ on our side to guide us, to care for us? When things go wrong, somebody's picking on you, somebody's coming at you. I think about that in life. Things have happened in life in different places, in different countries. He's there with you. Always. Thou art with me. He is always with us. That's faithfulness. You have a friend on earth that when things got tough, they turned their back on you? Most all of us have. Christ will never turn His back on you. He's always there to lean on. Not man. He will turn His back on you. So think about that. Christ is the one that is there to help us always. But He is also strict. He says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. There's discipline in His word. He don't let you do exactly what you want to or any way you want to. He has certain rules as a discipline on what He teaches, what to do. And it also says that a place prepares the table before me in front of my enemies. There's always hope through Him. In school, did you remember somebody that you thought was a good buddy, that you had hope in, would treat you good and well, and all of a sudden they don't? Well, not Christ. I remember in sports we had that situation. If they thought they could better themselves, they took it all away from you if they could. But not Christ. No matter what, He's always there to lean on. There's always hope through Him. The anointing my head with oil. Well, that's not literal, but that's a consecration of His word to strengthen you, to keep you pure, to guide you. That's why He's such a good crutch for me to lean on all my life. And my cup runneth over. Did you ever stop to think about that, all the blessings we have? I don't know how many of you have been in foreign countries, but some of you have, I imagine, that seen how desperate they are for food and how they're treated. Their cup doesn't run over like ours does. I remember GIs showing a crust of bread down in the mud, and about 10 kids were dying for that crust of bread just in the mud to eat it because they didn't have anything to eat. And our kids show more away at a dinner than they got to eat, always. So I think our cup runneth over, the blessing that God has given us, plenty. I know mine has. But that's what I mean, His cup, our cup runneth over, that's abundance we have for us. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. If we follow God, we're blessed. If we follow Him, we're blessed in everything we do. But that's what we have to do to be with Him, to be blessed. I like this. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Talk about being secure. God will secure us if we follow Him. There's no way out of it. No way around it. He will make things secure for us. For the day of judgment coming, we get to walk through that gate into heaven if we let Him secure us. Remember the next word, forever? That's eternity. That's what we want to be at the day of judgment. We want to be with Him for eternity. Not to the other place. You stop to think about that. Just what is in that 23rd Psalm. God is crazy about each of you. Why else would He send His Son to die upon that cross so you have an opportunity for eternal life to be with Him, if He wasn't crazy about each and every soul in this room? I think it's special that He's, each one of us are special to Him. That's why He wants us to be with Him. It's not what we have in our lives, but who we have in our lives. You can have $1 million, and if you don't have God, you're still going to be the miserablest person on the earth. In my personal opinion. But we don't want to ask the Lord to guide us if we're not willing to move our feet to do what He wants done. You know, when Jesus died upon the cross, He was thinking of each of us. People don't think about that. He's thinking about everybody that going to come later on earth. They're already going and past, and everybody's coming there. He was thinking about that, or He wouldn't have died for your souls. True friends are hard to find, difficult to leave, impossible to forget. Christ is one of them. It's a true friend. I may have to move it out enough so I can read the bottom of it. That one is. What He is to each of us. Should be in our life. What's on there? He does all those things for me. He does it for each and every one of us in this room. I thought I'd let you read that rather than me read it off to you. Stop to think. The 23rd Psalm may seem simple, but there's a lot of strength. What to me is a veteran overseas, a lot of strength in that thing to read that. If you're not a child of His today, think about the benefits just out of that one little short chapter that you can get from being a part of His today. The blessings of life, the guidance. As we're about to offer a gospel invitation this day for someone to come forward to be part of His, to be a child of His, young people don't think about how short life is. But you get older, you think more about it. And I want to recite something that happened a week ago Thursday. That how short life is. A friend of mine that I worked with, he goes to the Bondurant Legion, and we worked for better than 20 years together in the American Legion. Both of us had a physical at the VA about 6 weeks ago, and both of us, they said we're real healthy. Nothing wrong with us. A week ago Thursday, he walked out to his mailbox. He lives out in the country like we do. Oh, he walked out to his mailbox to get his mail and never made it back to the house. Had no idea he was going to die of a heart attack like that. Nobody knew he had any problem. He stumbled in the driveway and he was gone before he hit the ground. God doesn't guarantee us that we'll walk out of this building today. That's why I beg of you, if you're not a child of God, become one. Because He does not guarantee to walk out. That man never knew he was going to not make it back to the house. We had the funerals last Monday. But that's how short life can be on this earth. We have no idea. If we'll be here 1 second from now. So whatever your condition is today, in God's sight, you know where you, how you stand. I don't. We ask you to come forward as we stand to sing the invitation song.